Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bomar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're counting down the days. April 25th, things get started in Nashville, Tennessee for the 2019 NFL Draft. Pro days are underway. Plenty of schools have already had them. Our guest, Jonathan Boone, he'll be performing at New Mexico State's Pro Day tomorrow, March 12th. Him and his teammates, a very talented group that includes DeShante Lloyd, Ron LaForce, Jonathan, Derek Ibeque, who am I missing? Leon McQuaker and plenty of others. These guys are all going to put their best foot forward, and hopefully they get the time to match their athleticism. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and then we feature their bios at callustopro.com, where you can also find these exclusive interviews with all these young prospects making their path. We've been doing it for a long time. Over the years, thousands of guests have come on the program, and like we always say in the intro, big school, small school, you got to be the best to get paid in full. And we always like to think about 1990, Emmitt Smith, John Randall. These guys came to the league, one's a first-round pick, one's undrafted, but they both go into the Hall of Fame the same year. So it really does kind of show you that it doesn't matter where you come from. If you have the talent, scouts will find you. You make the most out of your opportunity, you will find a way. And hopefully, again, not everybody can make it, but the startup leagues, the developmental leagues of the AFF, the XFL, obviously the CFL, which I'm part of, these are all great avenues to continue to develop and keep the dream alive. And to me, that's one of the most important things about bringing a lot of these guys on. It's just, watching them grow, and hopefully they can continue doing what they love, and us being able to watch them continue to do what they love. If for some reason Jonathan is unable to call into the program, because we always like to have the most time we can with our guests, we'll simply schedule for another time. And you guys familiar with the show know this does happen sometimes. Workouts, things of that nature pop up, schoolwork. So we always try to, oblige them in their time. Some of these guys are still in school. They're going to school. Some are working jobs. In between that, they're still working out. So, I mean, not everybody's at a facility, getting top of the line training. But as promised, the New Mexico State standout receiver, I'm glad we are going to get him on the program. And once again, it is Jonathan Boone. Jonathan, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Everything going good. Just got off the field, just doing a little last-minute preparation and treatment, and just getting ready for it to have a big, successful day tomorrow.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. I was just telling the folks before you called in that, I mean, this is a big day. We're leading up to a bigger day tomorrow, and we appreciate you sharing some of your day, especially having so much on your mind. How anxious are you? Do you just want to actually just hang up the phone right now and just go do your combine prep stuff, or are you content getting a good night's rest and knocking this thing out tomorrow?
Well, I try to get up early and knock all that stuff down early in the morning, and that way I have the rest of the day to just rest, hydrate, and stay healthy, eating the right things. And that's really, now that my last-minute preparation is done with, my mind's just locked in on having a great day tomorrow, and I am going to have a great day tomorrow, and that's just what I'm looking forward to.
Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, kind of take us back to the days when you first started playing football. I mean, did you play as a young boy, 4, 5, 6 years old?
Yes, sir.
Were you in the Pop Warner in the Pee Wee League?
Yes, sir. Had a ball in my hand since I can remember.
Were you that kid parents wanted to check birth certificates because you were scoring too much?
No, actually, it's funny because I was a younger kid playing up, actually. So what I was. So no one ever needed to check my birth certificate. Everybody know I was a young guy doing his thing. But yeah, I grew up playing City League, Pop Warner football, all that. Always a standout player, and every level. You know, towards the end of my career, you know, didn't get no offers out of high school. Had to get it out the mud in JUCO. But I originally took a preferred walk on the UCF out of high school. And, you know, I got a lot of chips on my shoulder, and I'm just ready to show who I am. I don't care about none of the small school background or nothing like that. I plan to get on the next level and get on the same stage as all these other guys, top names, and show up that I could hang and compete.
Excellent. Once again, Jonathan Boone here on the C2P. Jonathan, we always have some guys that come on the show throughout draft season. I can tell right now you're going to get me all fired up because I could just feel – I can feel your passion, man. I could just feel it coming through the lines. I love it. I love when we get guys like you coming on. You know, we might get two or three a year where you can just feel the intensity. So you are ready to roll.
Yes,
how does a guy like you kind of slip through the cracks?
Well, you know, if you know my story, it makes all the sense. You know, sometimes hearing it from the outside in, you know, you may just be surprised, but, you know, it definitely happens, and it happened to me, but I'm not putting my head down about anything. You know, any place I go, I look to dominate, no matter if the person in front of me is weak or good. You know, I just plan on dominating. And wherever I'm at, I just plan on being that top guy that I've always been everywhere I go. So, you know, I hope that I can make that transition. And I feel like my game will transition into the next level. And I feel like I can play at the next level and help a team, honestly.
Definitely. Now, what are those hallmark traits? I mean, if I ask this of every guy, everyone knows what the question is if they listen to the program enough. I mean, if you're in the film room, scouts, you guys are breaking down game tape, what are they going to love about you? What are they going to say, man, we want a deeper look. We got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster.
Well, the first thing first, they're going to notice that how broad my route tree is and the route in the book that I can't run. And, you know, I put a lot of detail into my routes, and, you know, I try to make sure my routes look the same way as Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, all those guys. Literally, I try to make my routes look the same way as theirs. So that way, when I go to the next level, that they can say, okay, Jonathan Boone can move the same way AB do. And everybody love AB, don't he? So, you know what I'm saying? I try to make sure that my game, my routes is definitely, you know, I'm a pure receiver for sure. I feel like my route running is going to jump at you, my route tree. And, you know, I can make circus catches. You know, I can make the routine catch. Of course, everybody out here can make the routine catch. But, you know, I feel like I have the ability to make some circus catches, ones that ain't perfect balls. And, you know, I'm definitely a deep threat. And, you know, I really don't see myself being a one-sided receiver. I feel like I could do everything. I could go deep. I could catch the third downs. I could be clutch. First, second down, it don't matter to me. You know what I mean?
And looking at, I don't know over the programs last year's, but I'm just looking at like the way the ball was dispersed last year. It seemed like the passing attack, I mean, you know, they didn't focus on one guy. What was it like just being in such in an offense where the ball was dispersed and you really had to make the most of your targets?
Well, it honestly might have seemed like that from the outside in. But from the inside out, I definitely was the premier guy. I definitely was the featured guy, the number one receiver on the list. Now, if you follow New Mexico State 2 years ago, we had a very successful season, won a bowl game. And, you know, I'm not the type of guy that really likes to make any excuses, you know. But, the truth of the situation is we didn't have the same team we did 2 years ago, and we lost a lot. And, you know, I happen to be one of the older guys that had another year. And, you know, I kind of just got stuck in a position where, you know, I was an old guy who had to play with a team that was rebuilding itself. And, you know, that's just how the situation went. But, you know, it's nobody's fault or anything, you know. But if you really know the ins and outs of the season, you know, I definitely could have been a 1,000-yard guy this year. Super, super disappointed that I wasn't able to get that done. And, you know, but honestly, I don't blame myself. I don't blame anybody else. You know, it's just the situation that I was working with, and not every situation you get to rise out of. But I feel like I did the most that I can. I feel like anybody would tell you that. I busted my butt every single day. Never took a day off, snap off, nothing like that. But it's just a situation, and it's honestly over with now. And at this point, whether you went to Alabama or whether you went to a D3 school, you know, everybody going to be on the same stage now. So whoever is real, you know, it will rise. You know, the cream rises to the top every time. So, you know, I just plan to get on this next level and show what I could do regardless of what happened in the past.
Again, man, I love it. I love it, Jonathan. I love it. Once again, New Mexico State standout. Aggies receiver Jonathan Boone, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And I am so glad you're being so transparent, because that's why we love bringing you guys on, because besides watching some highlight tapes, getting some game notes, it's really hard to find out, you know, all the intangibles. What was it like inside the locker room? You know, were you guys, you know, rebuilding? And those are the things that, you know, and even because we know we pass these off to scouts, the scouts listening, and not that they're not going to know this. But again, it's just if they didn't know it, you're letting them know that.
For sure.
Jonathan, what goes unnoticed? I mean, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, what are maybe the offense you ran where you couldn't do certain things? What do we need to know about that we can't see on film?
Well, what you can't see on film, maybe, like I said, you know, I don't like to blame anybody, but we had a freshman third-string quarterback, ended up having to get moved up. You know, the quarterback situation was shaky from the start. We brought a JUCO guy in and expected him to be Tom Brady in a matter of months. And, you know, at this level, not everybody gets to be Johnny Manziel. You know what I mean? Some people actually have to go through a transition period, and that was definitely the case in the beginning. A freshman quarterback who's kind of been around to know more of the offense better than the JUCO guy did ended up getting stepped up, and that's just the quarterback situation itself. You know, you're not going to get everything you need out of a freshman quarterback, and I think he did a great job. I think he's going to be a great player, but just throwing him in the fire that early, I think he did some great things. But, you know, it wasn't enough to be a championship team, obviously, and, you know, our record shows that. But, you know, we had O-line problems, and, you know, it was almost like some games, you know, we just couldn't even – we could draw a home run play, but might not even have enough time to get the ball off. And, you know, it was just real frustrating, honestly, to go through that, especially my last year, especially after, you know, seeing my best friend get drafted and all that type of stuff. It was definitely frustrating, and you know, but like I said, man, I'm in everything for the long run. So I don't point fingers at nothing. The situation comes as it comes. And, you know, I'm definitely weight room junkie, definitely a hard worker. I watch film every day. You know, I love film. I actually put film first before anything, because I feel like you got to see it to really know what you're doing and see. So, I, you know, when they ask the question, I always put film first. And definitely a film room head, and I just love working. You know what I mean? Love it. Love the game. This is truly what I feel like I'm destined to do. And you know, just want to just really use this game as a platform. You know.
That's it, man. Now you're down at the Gridiron Showcase. Great opportunity. Rubbing elbows, shaking hands, making eye contact with NFL scouts. What was that experience like from you for you, and what kind of feedback did you get from the guys that, with the, you know, with the watchful eye?
Definitely a blessing to be invited anywhere, to be honest. And that experience was a great experience. You know, coming in, you know, you really New Mexico State guy who obviously didn't jump off the boards or anything like that crazy. For a New Mexico State guy to go in there and get called by, you know, seven, eight teams is, you know, definitely a true blessing and confidence builder going into something, you know. And for the fact that I got to speak to those teams and to see the teams actually have interest in me, you know, it just kind of let me know that they are watching, even when you think they ain't watching. And it was just great to feel that and get to show them how I can move, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they really just want to see how you move in person, how you practice and do that. And I feel like I got to do that great, and I got to show some scouts what I could do. I definitely got to have a good day out there and show some scouts what type of plays I can make for their team.
Awesome stuff, man. We're almost out of time, Jonathan, but we appreciate you, and I'm so happy you came on, especially right before Pro Day. Such a gutsy move. Before we let you go, though, we call it three and out, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, we've had several of your teammates on the program. One of them said that they joke around and they say you look just like Keenan Allen. Is that something you agree with?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that for sure.
And that was Ron LaForce who gave us that little tidbit.
Yes,
big shout out to Ron.
I knew it was. I knew it was.
Well, yeah.
Yes,
and
sir.
How about this one? Are you a better dancer or are you a better dresser?
Well, man, I spend most of my money on the grind, you know, making sure my body healthy. So I got to go with – matter of fact, man, I go with dance. I go with dresser, man, but I dance a lot too. But, you know, I ain't really had the money I want to get as fly as I want to, so I got to go with dancer for right now.
I know how that goes. Trust me. It's hard to
yeah.
look good. It takes the money.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the final one. And I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. I could probably just ask this question and end the show at the beginning. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's Jonathan Boone going to invite to dinner?
Jonathan Boone is going to invite Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. There you go.
My wife always asks anybody, any around that whole circle. She always asks if, and I go, you know, we get very, I'll tell you, let's see, the last, we had a Jennifer Aniston, a Rihanna, a Lauren London, a Megan Good, and a Kylie Jenner. Those are our last six or seven nominees. We always count the names up and announce the winners.
I'm
so.
Say Kylie.
But, yeah, very
I'm
nice.
Kylie.
Awesome, man. Dude, man, I've been hearing a lot of good things about you, and I hope you just have a fantastic day tomorrow. Let it just come naturally. I know
that.
You got the skill set. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem. Once again, Jonathan Boone, Aggie standout. And, again, I told you guys right at the top of the show, there's a few guys we get each year where you could just feel the pulse and the energy and the confidence kind of flowing out of this young man. And they get me excited. And I'm telling you, you could call me goofy. These guys with this kind of mindset, they do refuse to lose, and they find a way. And that's why we love when these guys come on. That's why I get so excited because it just, you know, I write notes during all the programs. You guys know I talk about it. And, you know, I got so many things scribbled down that this young man said. I got 5 stars here, a star here, check mark here. And like I said, just hopefully he knocks us and puts it all together tomorrow. Big day, March 22nd, New Mexico State Pro Day. If you want more Jonathan Boone, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, call us at Poe.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.